So if this part is coming out after the event, then let me tell you some stuff. So $100 million as a title, I thought would be perfectly demonstrated by having a launch of $100 million, which no one has ever done before. But you can't just do that from scratch. It's like you have to build a lot of things. And so then it started with, okay, so I have to build this brand. I have to put this content together. So I started doing that. And then you have to, like Harry Potter 7 is bigger than Harry Potter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think in 6 maybe, or not, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think, in aggregate first day sales. Just crazy, right? And so the only way that happens is if you continue to over-deliver on the promises you make, right? And so I had to write not one but multiple good books to continue to give those books surface area, or rather to put those books out there so that they would be the surface area that people could come in contact with my brand.
It's people who like line up for the book release on Harry Potter.
100%. Yeah. And so the most elegant thing I can think of is the third book in the series called $100 Million Money Models, the one that's about making money, making the $100 million, to demonstrate that anyone can do it if they have the skills and they have the patience. And so that's what would be really elegant. I hope it would be. We'll see. Yeah. But like, that's, that would be super elegant.
How many books would that be?
100? It'd be like 3.3 million books. Which would be the third or fourth biggest book right. of all time? Of all time.
Below the nonfiction record.
It would double the nonfiction record.
More than double the nonfiction. Because
we would unseat two Harry Potter books.
Right. Because 7 million is the top?
Oh, no.
16 million?
No, the top one is 14 and a half million.
14 and a half, okay.
What, she's in another planet.
It's the seventh book?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Deathly Hallows. Yeah. She's the goat. Yeah. She's the goat. It's just in the stratosphere.
Yeah. World building.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. It's
you're like business world building?
Oh, totally. 100%. It's the Moseyverse, you know, whatever. Like, that sounds so sketchy. Yeah. I regret saying that. But, point
she's
is.
She's in the Moseyverse.
She's getting
characters in the
Moseyverse. I was like, I don't give a about this. She's like, he wrote a book. Who cares? Yeah.
You don't ask me anything.
Well, what do you think about the book launch?
Sorry, can I give you this? Thank you.
Yeah, Layla's been a sport. What do you think about the next book?
I think it's really good.
You think it's better than the other two?
I think it's much more similar to Offers, but more applicable because Offers is like you have to create something out of nothing, whereas this one I think you can have something and apply it. Makes it easier to apply.
I agree.
Yeah.
What do you think about the launch?
I don't know. I'm not as involved this month. Aside from talking to you.
I think it's a good idea.
I think what's more interesting is hearing what it's like to prepare for a launch that you know that many people are going to be watching it. I think that's more fascinating than hearing about the book itself.
Should.
Maybe share some of that.
I don't even think people would believe it. The amount that I've put into this launch.
I feel like you should talk about it because I think it's not conceivable for one. And I think explaining to people like what goes on inside your head, like what happens on a daily basis, like what are the sacrifices you have to make? How does it take a toll on you? Does it not take a toll on you? Like that's actually what I find very interesting.
Yeah, so fortunately, unfortunately, the way that my brain works is I'm an objectivist, and so I think, okay, how much would I prepare for a 5,000 person stage? I would prepare like crazy, you know, for a stage like that. And I think that we'll probably have some in the neighborhood of 300 to 500,000 people who are there live. And so it would be an order of magnitude or multiple orders of magnitude larger than that. And so it would make sense. It would follow that I should do 100 times the preparation. But if I would prepare a week or more for a 5,000 person stage, then it would mean that I would prepare 100 weeks or more, which is about as much as I prepared for this event. And so a lot of, I think what people don't know is that every single word that you have read or consumed anywhere in relation to the launch, really in general, but in relation to this launch, I wrote. I wrote the Money Models book. I wrote the audiobook that was a gift for the affiliates who refer 10 people or more, which is a whole separate book. If this is coming out after the event, I wrote the secret book, which is another book that has 24 chapters in it. I have the Money Models book that I wrote. I wrote the 12 playbooks, which is like 600 pages. It's like two fantasy novels of business tactics. I wrote the ACQ. I rewrote the ACQ Closer Handbook. I rewrote and edited, made it cleaner and better, etc. The ads handbook. I wrote all the copy for all the pages. I wrote all the copy for all the emails. I wrote all the text copy. I wrote every VSL, so every video, since there's six in this, because we have the affiliate sign-in, affiliate onboarding. We have the sales page. We have thank you page one, thank you page two, thank you page three. We have thank you page for post-event one, two, three. We have affiliate onboarding. Yep. We have the other affiliate video. So all of those scripts. I wrote the webinar, which is
still
a lot
writing,
of words.
Like,
yeah, I'm still actively writing. Well, the webinar is written. I have to put in the slides now. So I wrote the words. I have to put the slides in.
What's it like having to do that much?
I think it's just... I think it's looking at the mountain of work and just being like, I will make progress.
Do you ever get nervous?
Not really.
Concerned?
Yeah, like if I'm like, okay, well, if somebody doesn't make sense, I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Why would we put that there? Or like, oh, we can't, when someone's like, we can't do that, and it would make sense, and it doesn't make sense why we can't do something. Trying to figure out, oh, the tech won't do this or whatever. That can be painful. And sometimes that eats up like 2 days. It's like, boom, I have to dive deeper.
Or like
stuff.
Going into the warehouse and being like, we might not have enough guys.
Yeah, just stupid shit, right? Yeah. Like, we went to the warehouse for one of the warehouses, and I was like, hey, so how, you know, hey guys, staffed up, and we'd already been given assurances that everything was going to be fine. And then they were like, yeah, we think we're going to have 20 guys extra, you know, just for yours. And I was like, 20? So, well, how many books do you think someone puts out? And they're like, well, I mean, 20 books an hour. And I was like, can we do math here? Like 400 books an hour? I was like, how many hours are they going to work? 8 straight? Okay, fine. So that's 3,200 bucks, right? Well, they had 20 guys times 20, so 400 an hour times 8, right? 3,200. Am I messing that up somehow? No, I think that's what it is. It's 3,200. Yes, 3,200 bucks. It's nothing. I was like, okay, well, if we sell 3 million, are we going to have 1,000 days? Like, what are we talking about?
We wait until 2026 to get
That, ridiculous. So, anyways, I had to, like, do math with it. Just, like, little things like that.
Are you sleeping much?
No. I can tell you. I can tell you exactly how many hours I'm sleeping. I'll tell you my last...
One foot in death's door.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Sharon says old man Mosey.
The Grim Reaper's knocking.
Old man Mosey. Yeah, look, okay, so I got 5 hours and 45 minutes last night, 5 hours and 20 the night before, 5 hours and 17 the night before that, 6:54 the night before that.
That's because you hung out with me.
Yeah. I got 6:46 before that.
Hung out with me that night.
7:45, that was Saturday. Yeah.
That was on my birthday.
Yeah, that was your birthday. 6:20, 5:45, 5:15, 5:20, 4:47. Ah, 8. That was a nice one. 4 hours. 5:19, 6:18, 5:15. So like,
what? And I love you have this tweet that's like, everyone's got battered. Like, no one's playing at 100%. It's kind of like,
yeah, no one's playing. That. People are like, oh, like I did. Dude, I only slept 5 hours last night. Like, bitch. Like, come on. What are we? I mean, Dana's got a baby. Like, you know what I mean? Like, honestly, I think about you. If I'm ever like, oh, I'm tired, I'm like, I don't have a 1-year-old. Like, what am I talking about? Like,
you got three
most. Yeah, well, yeah, they don't wake me up at night. I wake up at 3 or 4. Never. Oh, yeah, it's immediate. Yeah, and so it's never. Yeah, it's, yeah.
That's why you say we're all going to be depressed after Pokemon.
You will be. Guaranteed. Well, it's just, it's a climactic event. Yeah. So there's going to be a down.
Yeah. The team isn't preparing.
You will be physiologically depressed. Not right. like physiologically you'll be depressed. If your cortisol, all that, you'll get a big dump after the event's over. But we have the nice thing that we have that's different than last year. Last year was one moment. This day it will be 3 days, so it'll spread it out a little bit.
Yeah.
But then after that, it's gonna be a little bit more chill. But the thing is fortunately or unfortunately,
we're going to have the launch, $100 million launch, the event, and then we're going to have the first event for the playbooks. So I'm going to have to, keep going.
Sure.
So
we got to get him offers. We're not coming with you. So.
All right, are we cutting?
Yeah, let's cut. It was.
Yeah.